I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Keeping up a ministry while on the run from war shows that this work matters. Here's another angle on the war in Sudan from Spoken Worldwide's Ed Weaver.
One of the key ways that I see God answer prayer is we've got people that care so much about the Sudanese people. They're working desperately to continue to do their work because they know people are lost.
Even though they're displaced themselves from the fighting, Spoken Worldwide's Oral Bible Translation team carves out what time they can to keep translating and recording scripture for oral learners. Praise God for their commitment to reach Sudan, which is around 92% Muslim and 95% unreached with the gospel. Please pray for peace, that Jesus would reveal himself to millions of displaced Sudanese and bring them to safety. And pray for these indigenous Christian leaders as they adapt to rapidly changing circumstances. Transworld Radio broadcasts hope and help for Turkey and Syria after the quake struck a year ago this month. Alenka Stevenson with TWR says most of their equipment miraculously survived the quakes, and they were back on the air after a few weeks.
Even up to today, throughout the whole year, they were able to air 24/7 Christian programs, Christian music, Bible verses, and just addressing the needs of people being in shock.
Stevenson says people are searching for answers about God, and the TWR is there to stay. They help point people to the hope of Christ. Find out how you can join them in prayer and giving.
Our teams need prayer, especially to absorb all the pain that people pour out to them when they counsel them and they interact with them. So that's the first one. And of course, financially.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.